The Magic Podcast, hosted by Lloyd Barnes and Craig Petty. Your all-access, behind-the-scenes insight into the current happenings of the magic industry, where Craig and Lloyd will thrust themselves deep inside your ears every Wednesday to rant, dissect, and give you their raw and unfiltered views on the art of magic. So, lock your door, take out your deck, and brace yourself for the Magic Podcast.
Welcome back to the Magic Podcast with me, Craig Petty.
And me, Lloyd Barnes.
This is weird. This is the very first time that I'm aware. Really? Yeah, I don't think we've done this before. First time that we've done a outside of the Magic Live, the podcast live, where we filmed a podcast and we're in the same room as each other.
We're sitting right next to each other.
We're literally Airbnb. In your mansion with your hot tub and your, you know, all the shit that you've got. We're here in your place late at night on the Tuesday night, filming the podcast. We've never done it.
We're doing something special.
Yes.
It was the night before Blackpool.
It was the night before Blackpool. And all through the town, there was grime and shit because it's Blackpool
and people
town.
People on brown. they're all in smack, aren't they? People get killed for that.
But there's magicians here. I mean, we bumped into all the guys from Penguin.
Yeah.
David Penn.
Yeah.
Rory Adams, obviously.
Yeah.
Been with us all night. So there are magicians here.
People are showing up early. We're doing something special. This is what I'm taking off my head. You'll notice that this podcast, you may think it's last week's podcast, because normally this would be up at 9 o'clock at night, but we've decided to launch it at 9 a.m. So special thanks to Jack, who works in your office.
Yep.
He's getting up early to edit this podcast and launch for you today, Wednesday, but at 9 a.m. So 12 hours earlier than normal, so that most people who are commuting today we'll be able to listen to the podcast, which I think is pretty cool.
Which is really cool. Yeah, it's really, really great. So on the way to podcast, on the way to Blackpool, I know a lot of people have got a long drive.
Yes.
They can listen to us talk shit for a couple of hours and get themselves in the mood for magic.
God, they'll be fucking sick of it by the time they get here. they'll see us and they'll be like, I can't even look at them. They've got my fucking head in
done,
600
done.
Miles.
Well, we've already got people begging to let us into the podcast meetup on Wednesday night.
Yes. So
it's been sold out for ages.
Those of you that managed to snag tickets, well done. No fighting at the door.
No, we've got Eric Tate, who's like demand, he's playing his FISM card. He's demanding entry.
Oh, that's a tight one.
It is. That's what she said.
Oh God! You could tell Craig's had a beer.
Oh yeah, so too. Eric's trying to make it in. So David Penn wants to come too.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to come to the Magic Podcast.
I told Mark Lemon I'd get him in as well.
And Pete is obviously there, Mr. Turner himself.
Yes, Pete's come in.
Very exciting stuff. And it's interesting for me filming the podcast in the same room as Lloyd, because now I get to see how fucking distracted he is. Normally I see his little face through a screen and I don't see what he's doing, but he pays no fucking attention to this shit at all.
So I just sent a magic meme to someone. If you're listening, that was you, Shark. I feel really bad though, because the podcast live is happening. His name's Rich Gerrish, but apparently in school his teacher called him, because his name's Rich Gerrish, his teacher said relish and it stuck for 40 years. It was his idea to do the podcast live and that became a reality.
Mm-hmm.
It was also his idea to do a meetup pre Blackpool for anyone. Remember, we were getting all these questions from people coming in saying, hey, this is my first convention, what shall I do, how do I speak to people, what if I don't know anyone? Rich suggested, well, why don't you all do a meetup the day before? So he's not actually here at Blackpool this year.
Nope.
And I feel really bad because
I don't feel bad. Fuck him. It's his decision.
Fuck him.
He could have come up. If he really wanted to, he could have.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Fucking loser. I mean, we're here.
Yeah.
We had a nice Valentine's Day meal with Rory. Fuck out, buddy.
If anyone wants to see, come up and ask me at the meetup tomorrow. I have the best picture of Craig sitting down for a Valentine's Day dinner with us, just looking at the Magic Cafe.
That's what I do.
That's what I fucking do.
Got to keep an eye on new guy.
I know. Well, we won't say who, but people came over to us and were like, pointed to Rory, were like, who's the new guy?
And so it begins.
And it started, it was the very first magicians we see, and they were like, who's the new guy? And it started already. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, since the last podcast, there's more than one new guy. Honestly, it's like M. Night Shyamalan.
It's more like, who the fuck are you guy now?
I know, right? So new guy is Michael Weber, but it's also, I can't remember his name.
Eric Mead.
Thank you, that's Eric him. And it's also, obviously, Jason England.
No, he said he never used the account, but he was aware of it.
So he's aware of new guy.
He just let it happen.
He just let it happen.
Yeah.
It's just bonkers. The whole thing is mad.
And then out of nowhere, like, who was it that said this? Like, Rory, someone said, I can't remember who, but they said, it was like, you know, in the Avengers when they all rock up at the end and, like, Spider-Man even shows up, and you're like, yeah, fuck! Then Rick Lax just comes in.
Out of the fucking fire. Rick
Lax. And in fairness, all the shit that we both said about him, and he comes in, and he's like, fuck, yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe more you, because I mean...
Yeah, well, you're not involved in this shit at all. Also, story about fucking relationship. I dragged you into my drama.
But yeah, it kind of is like... That's the comparison that most people have been making. It's like the final scene in Endgame of Avengers when all the goodies just turn up and these bad people after like 21 films. Just, not that they're bad people. They're not fucking bad people.
No, they've just spent 20 years... No, I'm not going to go there.
I don't know.
I'm going to be a good boy.
It's just bonk. Honestly, we spoke about the Magic Mafia 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You specifically drew attention to it on your video.
I did.
And we've always spoken about, and people who listen to the podcast will know that we've spoken about there's certain clicks within Magic that you, we haven't used it or said the phrase Magic Mafia. I think you coined that.
Yep.
But we've talked about it for a long time that there's certain cliques within Magic, and I talk about in conventions, I specifically keep away from those people. And it's almost like you're a non-starter. If those people deem you're not welcome, then those doors are closed to you. And so many people said that it sounded like a crazy conspiracy theory when you started doing it or talking about it so openly.
Yep.
But
who's laughing now?
We weren't wrong.
No. Absolutely not. Scary. I mean, it's just, and I think that the best is yet to come. I think there's going to be a few more plot twists yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be some crossovers.
Yeah.
You know, using your film analogy, when one, you know, the crossovers between films, I think we're going to see some crossover episodes between various different players in various different things that have been going on in the Magic community the last couple of years. I think it's all going to come to a head.
The phrase that I keep hearing, so my phone's blown up, like with people that never call me. You have your friend, you have your convention friends, you have your once every 2 year chat friends, you have your once every 5 year chat friends. My phone's blown up with people that are friends that we ain't chatters. You know, we're the convention hangout buddies, or we're the, oh, hey, can I run this by you friends? My phone's been blown up. I must have had, I mean, compared to you, nothing, but at least 50 individual people phone me. And the word that gets bounded around the most is that there's a changing of the guard, which sounds so weird, but I'm also so inclined to agree, is that this the old guard seems to have been exposed. And it sounds mental. I actually feel mental saying that. I feel like I'm pushing a conspiracy theory, but it's the thing that everybody's saying. Even they're saying on the cafe as well, but also some people don't want to comment on there. And it's the thing that's been rung around is that the people that were, you know, untouchables are now suddenly very human.
Well, the one thing that's interesting me is ever since this has happened, the amount of conversations I've had with people, both openly and also privately, sharing stories of something similar that's happened to them with the same players.
Yes.
And that they've never done anything about it. They've never said anything about it. But, oh, my God, I can relate to this because... Oh my God, I can relate to this because...
I can instantly name 15 people right now that have come to me and said a story.
Yeah, yeah, same, if not more.
And provided fucking evidence too, which is scary.
I don't think nobody expected me to make a video on the whole thing, really. I think that's the...
No one was expecting. In fairness, Craig, you made the video. You were supposed to send it to me unlisted and you pressed public.
It was an accident.
Fucking hell.
In all honesty, I don't think we've mentioned that, but that is the case. I made the first video that I made on the whole thing. I made it and I sent it to Lloyd just because I wanted your opinion on it.
Oftentimes you've made videos that you've never published as well. And I think sometimes they're quite cathartic for you.
Yeah, I just make a video and then I delete it when you say, you cannot do that.
Well, we talk about this book a lot, but the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I think it's that book or maybe a different one, but it's not that book. I think I'm a fucking terrible Robert Greene book, where he tells a story about Abraham Lincoln that he would write letters to people when he was angry with them. And he would never send them. And he would always wait 24 hours before he would send it. And by that point, he would calm down. But it would be more cathartic for him and overall more beneficial. And I feel like you've sent me some videos in the past that you've never made live. And I feel like it helps you calm down. And in this one, you were supposed to send it. And you sent it to the world.
Here's a question for you. If I'd have sent it to you, would you have told me to post it or not? Because you're normally my sounding board.
Yes, I would have, because you didn't name the people involved and you were just really factual. And I don't think there's nothing to hide there. There's nothing to be ashamed of there. There's nothing there. We all say shit when we're angry. Mm-hmm. If anyone's never said anything or done anything in temper and then regretted it, then you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
We've all done shit in temper and when we're angry, and you've done some on video. I've done shit, you know, when I'm angry, like I've said things I fucking regret. But you didn't in that video. So I think, I think it was fine. And ultimately, it's done a lot of good.
It has done a lot of good.
Done a lot of good. That's the key. I'm getting emails from people I've never met, never heard of. I'm not even involved. I don't know why I'm getting the email. I can show you one right now.
I think it's probably because everybody knows that you and me are tight. So they assume that you've got some sort of...
I think maybe it's because I went through something similar quite publicly years ago and I stood up for myself and put out a video on it. So maybe it's just like it's another... Who was it? I'm not going to name the name because they probably want to remain private. But yeah, just here. I'll keep this brief. I also sent this to Craig the other day. You probably got the same email.
Oh, yeah.
Just another name. Just comparing.
Wow.
People just from everywhere, just unbelievable. But we couldn't not talk about it on this podcast.
We needed to talk about it. Everybody knows that the podcast is the place where you and I kind of talk about stuff that we wouldn't normally talk about on a video or whatever. So
the thing that, you know, saying then out loud, we all say things in temper that we regret. For me, couple that with Rick Lax's stance on this situation, not because he's on our side or on the side of good. I do feel like I kind of want to, he seems like he's level-headed. People don't really get.
You called him a cunt.
Multiple times
he called him a cunt.
The one thing to remember, in the UK, cunt is much less offensive.
Yes.
I stand by what he said.
I've called you a cunt probably 100 times tonight.
In the UK, genuinely, you only don't call your friends cunt. People who are not your friend is somebody you wouldn't call a cunt, you know, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can. But with Rick Lax, I stand by what I said. Revealing that 10-year trick was fucking shit.
Yeah.
That was inexcusable.
But I think Rick would appreciate the fact that we're being honest about our views.
Yeah. I love educating people. I love teaching my own magic to people online. That's my choice to teach them my effects. I get that. It was super, super shitty of him to reveal that 10-year trick. And that's not disputable. And we did laugh when he said we should be busy talking about child exploitation as opposed to Matrix. But also we could be talking about slave labor. We could talk about like hungry children. It's a magic podcast. We're
talking about magic.
We're talking about fucking magic.
And stuff that happens in magic.
Yeah. But I do feel like I can see that it wasn't nice for him. And I do know that sometimes I think I sound funnier but I come across like more of a wanker.
Oh, you do, yeah.
So I do.
If you're listening to this, Rick, what Lloyd is saying is that he's a fucking cunt, mate.
Yeah, I'm a fucking cunt. I'm not apologising for saying it was shitty to expose Tenyo. It was super shitty to do that. I do feel I went a bit overboard, and seeing that he's a rational, understanding human as well, and that not just because our sort of things align.
And I think that on the podcast, I was actually the one that was nicer to him because
only because you fucking work for the company he does stuff for.
Yeah, but I do think he's a genius. He's become a millionaire.
He's definitely a genius.
Yeah, he's become a millionaire. That it's amazing what he's done with social media.
Yeah.
It's amazing what he's done. And
I don't equate success to wealth, Mike.
No.
There's many rich idiots, but his work, his body of work.
And his work ethic.
His work ethic. He is a genius for that, for sure.
And he's reinvented himself. First of all, he did the stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then he's done other stuff and other stuff and other stuff. I don't agree with everything. But you know what? I stand by what I say. Say hi for me, Lloyd.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
I stand by what I say. Rick Lax is a genius. Some of my favorite tricks that I've ever performed are Rick Lax tricks. And I'll openly say on the podcast, everything that I say on the podcast, whether it's about Rick or it's about Michael Webber or it's about somebody else, yeah, it's only my opinion. And I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. Unless it's Lloyd, and then I couldn't give a shit. But anyone else, if you were actually hurt by what we said, Rick, then I am sorry about that. I'm not sorry about saying it was a shitty thing that you did with the 10-year trick. That was a shitty trick, and I'm sure if you would agree.
No, the trick is good. The trick is good.
Yeah, but what he did with it was shitty.
In the UK, or at least from fucking Wales, every other word is a swear word, and it was a really cunty thing to do. Like, it was.
It was, yeah.
But I do feel bad. I feel like maybe I didn't convey myself correctly. And if you are listening, I mean, I'd like to actually look better at the hatchet. Because especially, it's not nice to make someone feel shit.
No.
Thing is, the way I see it is, actions and consequences. He did something shitty. It's okay to get called out for it. Like when Webber got, initially throughout this whole saga, when Webber first got exposed, before they started making it worse for themselves by people pretending that they were also part of it, which they fucking weren't. Like I said, no name calling, no bullying, like no memes, no nothing. It's all right for him to get a bit ribbed, a bit embarrassed over it, because he did something pretty fucking embarrassing. But it's not okay to then go serious. And I feel like in the situation with Rick Lax, he did something shit. He got called out for it. Bit of fucking ribbing back and forth. But that's it. And ultimately, it's only magic at the end of the day. And I do feel like a bastard for doing it.
Basically, what we're saying, Rick, you're a fucking cunt. But we like you. You're our sort of cunt.
How to apologize for dummies. Take this page, tear it out.
That's a magic podcast apology right now. That's the best thing. Right.
I stand by what I meant. I do regret the way I said it.
There you go.
Is that better? That was sensible. I also wore a pair of gloves today.
I know.
That's like the second more sensible thing.
Are you becoming an adult now, Lloyd?
I also spilled chocolate all over my only clean jumper, so.
No, you're not. Good to know. Good to know. It was a very fancy restaurant. Anyway, moving on. We've covered Rick Lax. And I haven't really got anything else to say about Michael Webber other than he. Here's one other question, actually, Lloyd, before we move on.
I'm already sick of it.
So am I. What would you do? You know, everyone goes, what would Webber do?
What would New Guy do?
WWWD. What would Webber do? What would New Guy do? Here's a question.
I think we all just found out.
what would Lloyd do? You're Webber.
Yes.
Okay.
No. What would I do?
What would you do about the situation? If you were in Webber's shoes right now.
I've been posted for 20 years convincing people that I'm a genius and that their stuff is shit, and that trying to convince people to buy his product over other people's product, and then finally get completely outed. And then my friends start jumping in to try to defend me when it wasn't them.
And now they're getting thrown under the bus as well, when probably it's not even their fault. Like, and you know, I purposefully haven't said anything about Tim, and I'll tell you why, and I'll mention it right now. Tim Trono and I had a conversation. And it was a very nice conversation, actually. And I don't think it's within my rights to say what the conversation was, but we had a conversation and I was left feeling in a good mood after the conversation. I haven't had any such conversation with Michael. I think that I at all. So
what would I do?
What would you do if you were Webber?
I went through formative years of fucking up. And I found there were times when I would cover up my tracks and do anything I could to get out of it, you know, when I was really young. I don't mean like terrible criminal things. I just mean like being a bastard, you know, running around the town. And like, and the guilt of just doing anything you could, but the right thing was awful, and was almost like being the victim of whatever it was is I was doing. And then there's been times then as I got older where I would fuck up and I would just say, I'm fucking sorry. And not try to still make myself the champion, not try to be like a false apology where it's like, I fucked up, but the reason I did it was I'm trying to try and explain it. So I try and, you know, still make myself look like I was in the right and it was commendable. I would just complain. So if I was in his situation, the only option I have now is that as the person I am now, I feel that somebody with a clear conscience who's, I feel like I'm a well-rounded, well-traveled person, and I try to give off more love than anything, is that I would just come out and say, I completely fucked up. I started that account 20 years ago when the internet was very new. Somebody else mentioned that would have been a good tact for them to take. You know, it was the wild, wild west back then, and it wasn't all about being public. So it was excusable to have anonymity back then. And I would have said that I got carried away and it sort of fed into itself. And as you realize, you're so comfortable with the situation that you're in that you don't take a step back and look at it from the, you know, the 2023 pair of eyes and go, this is not kosher anymore. You know, like people could make certain different jokes that they could 5 years ago that you can't make now. Or think there were certain words that were just mentioned that are not okay to say now. And I feel like if I was, I'm just trying to think of what a good story to get out of it is. Really, I'd say, do you know what? I'm fucking sorry. I completely overestimated the situation. I tried to use underhand tactics to get out of it. I would just own up. I would just fucking take it. That's all I would do.
Yeah.
What else can you do? But the problem that he's got now is that they've done everything but apologize.
Yep.
And now I don't think an apology is going to satisfy the... I mean, there's 50 pages on the Magic Cafe, it's 99% trying to destroy him or just going in at him, and then Max Stone. And then every now and then a random name will pop up and get fucking thrown on the fire as well.
Yep.
I don't get why they just don't just go, fuck me, we are sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
That's it. Done. Dusted. It would have been done 10 pages ago, 40 pages ago.
Yeah. I agree.
I just don't understand it. I don't understand it, you know.
No, me neither. But we will see.
No, people are different. Everyone's different. There are some people in life that go their whole lives never being accountable for their actions. And often, and I'm not saying this is them, but the harsh reality is that often not always the good guys win. And oftentimes, you know, the boss of your company will be a scumbag. I'm not saying any one of these people are, but you see like people who are heads of state, you see people in positions of power, governors and things, and oftentimes they do fucking awful stuff and they never get held accountable for it. They never have to apologize for their actions. And some people get very far in life by just doubling down when they get their pants pulled down. Yeah. And it, unfortunately, that has been a tried and tested method that works for a lot of types of people. I just think the thing is, this industry is so small and the industry is so aware now, hyper aware, and the internet never forgets. That's the other thing. People have analyzed sleep patterns now to prove that it was one poster, not people pretending to whatever. I mean, you can't fuck with nerds. Data forensic analysis does not lie.
Honestly, two funniest things I saw in this thread. The first was the guy that was analysing sleep patterns to work out who was awake and who was asleep. And oh, my God, yeah, I mean, that's just next level nerdy shit. That is.
I just hope I never fuck up.
Take it to somebody who fucks up every day. It's not fun.
But no, I think, look, it's a I feel if I'm being completely rational and I'm taking out any bias in the situation, I feel that some people, when they're backed into a corner, they attack and they try and do everything they can to get out of it with self-preservation in the front of their mind. I feel they've tried that. It's completely failed. But I feel that's what they were trying. I don't know if it makes them bad people. I don't think it makes them. I mean, it's pretty shitty behavior for adults. but I don't think it makes them like bad people.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like they, that was their approach. That was their plan of attack. Everyone has their own plan of attack. And it was a, it failed miserably.
Yeah.
And then the other plan B, C and D also failed too.
Yeah.
I just don't know if plan E is, I don't know if people are that willing to accept apologies now. If it'll ever come, I don't know if it'll ever come.
I don't know if it'll come, to be honest. I don't know.
And like some of them said, those names, they don't feel they have to apologize.
No.
So it's like, well, have you learned then? If you don't see any wrong in this situation, then do you even fucking know?
Why would a god apologize to mere mortals?
I don't know, but I'm going to leave it with a profound quote that doesn't actually fit the situation, but it'll make me sound smart.
Okay.
Prevent poverty, eat the poor.
That is profound.
Well, everyone else is throwing out profound quotes that actually have no relevance to the thing. Maybe it'll work for us. I don't know.
I would like to offer my own quote at this point.
I'm waiting for it.
Don't be a cunt. Craig Petty, 2023. I'm quoting myself. It's a little bit like reviewing your own products, but not as bad. For 20,
dun, 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 dun. Big cunt.
For 20 fucking years.
I want everyone to get on. You know me. I think we should all get along. I fucking love magic. I love people that are passionate about magic. I hate shitty behavior. And I think what everyone hates is people that don't acknowledge shitty behavior.
Yeah.
You know these Karens that scream in a supermarket and then double down when the police come till they get tasered?
Yeah.
People would have forgiven someone for shouting at you in a supermarket when they're stressed, but when you double down, you get tasered.
Yeah.
They feel like that's fucking happening. Like, just chill.
So, with that in mind,
what would you do if he apologized to you? A proper heartfelt apology. He meant it.
I'd accept it. I'd like to talk to Michael. I'd like to actually have a chat with Michael. I really would. I'd like to understand things from his point of view. So if he's listening to this, come and have a chat. I'm easy to find. I promise I won't kick you in the balls.
He's super tall.
Hmm?
He's super tall.
So am I.
You'd have to kick your own head. You'd have to try and kick your height.
He's very tall. And very young. I've never even seen him, really, other than us.
Huh? I tried to kick my height once on grass and I slipped in dog shit. You know when you kick your height as high as you can kick? I tried to do that.
Oh,
just came down in a load of shit.
My God.
No, but I want to know, what would you do? I mean, yeah.
I'd accept it. I'd like to chat with him in all seriousness. I would like to actually chat to him. I think, you know, we need to find some common ground, me and Michael. Something that we can both agree on. We
both love magic.
We both love magic. Yeah.
That's
We both got an ego. That's another one.
Yeah.
Unlike him, I don't like kicking puppies. So, you know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly kicking
puppies. That's not true. It's not true. He's never kicked a puppy.
I'm sure he's
allegedly. Do you know, I think the thing that's really pissed people off, it's like, he hasn't come out on his account and said, I am Michael Weber. Eric Mead said it was, and Jason England has said it was, but he hasn't.
No.
And it's
like, what's weird is Eric Mead and Jason England have got their own accounts with thousands of posts. Jason's done thousands of posts.
Eric's got four, I think.
Oh, okay. Jason's got a lot.
Yeah, Jason's an active user.
Well, Michael doesn't even seem to have an account.
It fucking wasn't them. You got to be a real low caliber of fucking thinking to think that they were all using it. The data analyst.
I know we don't want to dwell on this, we don't. But if Eric has flat out come out and lied about there being more than one new guy, which
I think maybe years ago there might be a flittering of a post or two from other people, but
if you look at the new guy posts, every single one of them is either defending Michael Weber. It's arguing about Michael Weber's lack of customer service. It's attacking somebody who Michael Weber's got an argument with, or it's promoting a Michael Weber trick. If there are other people that are using the new guy account, they're being fucked royally because they're not getting anything out of it here. It's all Weber-centric.
The thing is, if they knew about it, Like, I mean, Jason England's own words practically says, like, I think there was a private message that was shared on there, and like, he basically said, like, everybody knows the game is rigged. And I'm going to misquote this because I can't remember the full phrase. I think the post was taken down, but it was essentially along the lines of, everybody knows the game's rigged. And if you didn't, essentially, I think it's like something, maybe I've got it somewhere. I can probably find a screenshot. But it was like, so either you were condoning it, or everyone's an idiot. I don't know where it is. Let me see. I don't feel. It's just weird. It's like either they're condoning it or they're doing it. Like they didn't. Either they were.
It's
part
almost
of it,
like, yeah. Every post that you see, it's like the general Magic Cafe goers are stupid.
Mm.
For
yes, that.
Yeah, well, basically, it's just stupid, you know, for believing anything and blah 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 blah. Yeah. Yeah,
I can't deny though. I am stupid. I'm not as smart as these. I'm not saying this tongue in cheek. These are Jason England's a very well read man. Eric Meade's a flipping genius. Like his Fooler Act. Well, I mean, fucking not even that. Just his book and stuff. Weber, some of his stuff is great. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the cleverer you are.
So these people the more... do have a right to talk down to put someone like me because I don't... I
no,
do
no,
have
no,
their...
no, fuck that shit. Nobody has
down.
The right to down,
no,
talk
no, but,
down
no,
to
but
anybody.
It makes you think, like, when their general consensus is that the average person on the Magic Cafe is intellectually beneath them, they're not wrong. I am one of those people. Like, I do not have the intelligence of those guys. So maybe they're kind
but,
of...
But
right.
when you are aware that you're intelligent and... you think that makes you better than others, and I'm not saying this is the case, but if you are more, you think you're more intelligent, you think you're better than others, when you start to develop that God complex, that's when you start to fuck up.
Thing is, I know I'm a God, but nobody believes me, so I just shut up about it.
There you go. And my attitude is, I'm just awesome. And to deny it would be lying to everybody. So with that in mind, should we talk about? I think we've drained this fucking lizard dry. Let's talk about what's happening at the meetup tomorrow, Lloyd. People are listening to this shit on the way up to Blackpool. We've got this meetup at the House of Secrets
right now. So basically, meeting up is 7 p.m. House of Secrets. It's joined to the original front entrance, the Winter Gardens, entrance that you would all have entered into for the past 10, 15 years. To register for Blackpool, the House of Secrets is if you're looking at the entrance, it's just to the left. Any of you that have a ticket, show up, have your email ready, I assume, and come on in. What is the plan?
The plan is we get them all in the same building.
Yep.
I then say, ladies and gentlemen, here's Lloyd Barnes. I walk over to the bar and I drink as many beers as I can before I collapse.
That's not the podcast live we're doing, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just planning on rehearsing.
Well, but I think, first of all, it's not going to be any of us on stage. Right?
Well, there is a stage. I mean, if somebody wants to... I think we should tell them the one plan that we have is... Are we okay? Are you okay? They're going to find out tomorrow anyway.
Well, I don't know what this is.
We're filming a project.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So me and Lloyd, the reason we're in Blackpool today is because we've spent the majority of the day filming a new project for Murphy's. And I don't think I'm giving too much away by saying that it's a project with me and Pete Turner.
Yes, it's a rubber band project.
Yes. The ultimate guide to any card at any number using rubber bands.
You could probably find a way of doing that.
I reckon I could. Any band at any position.
Ooh, remind me about the Matchbox trip idea I've got for you. It's sick.
All right. But yeah, so we're filming a project, me and Pete, and Pete is doing live performances at the House of Secrets as part of the podcast meetup. He's going to be performing this stuff,
yes,
that's on the project, which is super awesome. I'm not performing it because why the hell would I? When you've got Pete Turner in the same room as you, why would you possibly want to perform anything when you've got one of the greatest performers in the world there with you?
Yeah,
just get him to do it. You know what I mean? He's way better.
Yes, it's going to be exciting. You're all going to get to see it firsthand.
You'll know what it is. It won't be coming out for a long while. Well, actually, it'll probably be quite a quick one, really. At the moment, I'm used to have one trick a year coming out.
It's a special
Murphy's.
Deck. It's a special deck.
I think Murphy's can't handle more than one trick a year off me. It's always controversial.
And everyone said tonight, it's the fact that the drama occurs around Blackpool, and they're absolutely fucking right.
And we don't plan it, though.
I know, yeah. I can't. I hope people don't get pissed off when you re-release the Invisible Deck next year. But you've already fucking done that.
I've already done that.
Fucking hell.
Fucking done there, been there, bought the t-shirts.
Next up, it's the silken fingertip trick.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, but there's going to be live performances of the new trick. You're going to see it firsthand. It'll probably be coming out fairly soon, actually. Definitely won't be waiting until Blackpool next year. We'll find something else controversial to do with that. But outside of that, it's just going to be a big session environment, isn't it, really? We're going to have some big hitters in there. You can have Pete Turner, you can have myself, we can have you, Rory Adams, you're going to have people like Eric Tate, you're going to have people Fissom like Mark Lemon. Well, third place.
Fissom. Yeah, he won a trophy at Fissom.
He's
a fucking Fissom winner.
He's a winner. He's a winner. He's just not the winner. He's a winner.
Yeah, but Fissom's different, though. I genuinely think that with Fissom, they do categorize you as a winner if you win a trophy, because sometimes they don't award first and second places. Sometimes they'll just give it because it's all on points. So if he's got a trophy, he's a Fissom winner.
I know. I think fucking Eric Tate is amazing. It's
fucking incredible.
It's just brilliant.
I can't believe you're trying to take that away from him. You can't.
Well, you know. You know why he got third place?
Because he didn't reveal the aces in the deck.
No, because I wasn't in that competition. If I'd chosen to enter, I would have got first and he would have been notched down to fourth, which isn't a thing. Yeah, obviously, true. If I was entering Fissom with my card skills,
yeah,
you know, I would have won immediately.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen, to see ambitious card with a Sven deck. Come on now. Let me lick my thumb so I can ripple the edges.
Exactly. It's what we do. But yeah, it's going to be a session. We're going to be sessioning. You're going to be doing some stuff?
I didn't bring any tricks with me, I don't think.
Didn't you?
I don't think so.
Did I? It's okay. I've got a set of pro caps. You can use those.
Nobody uses those. actually, let me show you this thing. I packed my whole lecture in a lens box in a bag.
Of course you fucking did. Got to tell you, by the way, I've just seen his lecture notes for his lecture. They're fucking sexy as hell.
See this old thing?
Yeah.
From, remember this shop?
Yeah.
We'll fold it into the front and the back.
Yeah.
At the same time, so they work like that.
Holy shit.
Look at that, they're like
that. That's incredible. Is that in the lecture?
Yeah.
Can you buy that?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't want anyone to buy it in the lecture. You can make all of it.
Yeah, but I don't want
it. There's stuff for people to get if they want it, but like you can just make it all. So, but I don't think I showed you that. I thought you were going to do it. Okay. So I've got that, but it's going to be the lecture. What are you going to be showing?
I'm going to be I've got a new coin trick out for Alakazam that everyone wants to see.
Oh, have you got it here?
No, it's in my case back at the house.
Son of a bitch.
But I'm going to be doing stuff with that. I'm going to be doing EDC for anybody who wants to see it.
Fuck, have you got a spare one?
Yeah, I've got.
Oh, no, Kaylee can bring mine.
Yeah.
You have a spare one?
Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah.
I've got like 50 of them for my stand.
Do you know when you've forgotten something and I was packing stuff up today? Because I brought like two decks of cards, the lecture stuff and a dex. And I was like, what is the trick? And I text Rory saying, what have I forgotten? It was EDC that I put it next to a bunch of cables for my computer.
I know a lot of people want to see it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be doing EDCs. I'm going to be doing the new coin trick. What else am I going to be doing? If Pete lets me have a go at that new trick, I might have a perform of that, but obviously
you'll just butcher it.
I will
let him do it for you.
Really, probably best way, to be honest. And then just I'll do
I don't know if he's coming tonight. On the phone to him earlier, I said to him, he's like, oh, if I can get an hotel tonight, that's right, mate. He's like, hey up, dog shit, you're all right. we call each other dog shit, we have done for years. I got a six bed Airbnb and I want to come down. So he's like, all right. And then I said, oh, text me for the address if you want it. So he's the type that would just turn up at 1 a.m. and be here. So I don't know if he's coming or not.
Well, we need him there tomorrow morning anyway to film the stuff. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to be jamming. Anyone who knows me knows that I've got a million tricks that I can show people. And I think it's just going to be a big session environment. There is a stage. if anybody wants to jump on stage and do something, there's mics and there's a stage. I'd love to see that. But I think it's just really getting everyone to know each other. There's going to be a lot of people coming to the meetup that aren't, it's their first convention. They're a little bit nervous. But hopefully by being there, you're going to get to see people that have all got something in common, which is for some reason you've got no fucking taste and you like listening to this shit.
The one thing we have in common at this point is that all of us know who New Guy is. Should have left it.
Did you get that tattooist back on stage?
I know. I want to go get tattoos this weekend.
So do I.
Should we?
Yeah, let's do it.
What should we get?
What is it that everyone has? WWWD. What would Weber do?
Yeah.
What would New Guy do?
Oh, I don't want to get that though.
I don't care. I will. I've got fucking I Love Luke dancing tattooed on my arm. Do you think at this point I really give a shit? You never thought I'd get that done.
I know. I actually can't believe you went. That was the craziest shit ever. Ever. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely down for getting some more tattoos.
Absolutely.
But yes, if you are listening to this, please, if you're nervous, like, just come up and say it again. The thing that I love is so many people did it at the session with you, with me. What was the last convention we went to? But they came up and said... there was another one before that. Maybe it was Blackpool last year as well.
The London Magic Convention.
Yeah. Did we do another convention before then as well?
London Magic Convention.
Some of them went somewhere. But they came up and specifically said, hey, I've been told to come up and say hello. Mm. You told me to come and say hello to you guys because I don't know anyone.
And that's what I love. That's what I love.
Yes. Please do it. Please. I fucking love. Like I say, the only time I can't stand and chat is if I've been pulled to another direction about something, but I love it. I love it. Just come and just hang out.
Absolutely. And show us a trick. Don't be scared. I love seeing other people do magic.
Yeah. If you're going to show a trick to anyone, show it to me or Craig, because once you've done your first trick to a magician at a convention, it gets a lot easier.
Yeah.
And we have been that. We have been that person that shows a trick for the first time. You're shaking like a shitting dog with Michael J. Fox having a wank. Come and see us. We are never going to fucking judge you.
What? That's fucking amazing.
Is that offensive?
It's a little offensive, but fuck it.
Am I cancelled now?
Oh my God, no. I didn't get cancelled.
I cancelled myself.
I didn't get cancelled over the shit that I pulled with Wayne Dobson and Jeff McBride all those years ago. Do you remember all that?
Dude, you were cancelled for like a... I know people that have done less time for rape.
That's very true.
You were totally fucking cancelled.
Like me and Wayne are tight now, but do you remember what I did on the fucking Wizard product review?
I wasn't aware of all that. I've only found this out post-take.
This was just diabolical. Like, I'm so ashamed of myself. I'm so fucking ashamed of myself. No, I am. I fucking am. So, like,
oh, no.
I called fucking Jeff McBride out for talking shit about Wayne Dobson.
That's kind of
that, and ripping Wayne Dobson off, even though he didn't.
Oh, you what you? What
I caused an argument between Jeff McBride and Wayne Dobson.
What do you?
I thought I was doing the right thing. I wasn't. It fucking went mental. Death. David Penn and me did this whole thing. Dave ended up calling Wayne. He recorded the phone call. Ross Stevens got involved. It was terrible. We had to do a public apology.
Wait.
And I remember saying to Dave, I know, we'll do a public apology and I'll make it a bit funny. And I did the worst thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
What?
In the apology, because everyone was saying we were bullying Wayne Dobson. And honestly,
I don't know if I want to know.
Do you want to know?
I don't know if you say it on this podcast, will you get cancelled again? And I'm saying
probably will. Although all I'm saying is me and Wayne are now really good friends, and like I've apologized to him and I know what his sense of humor is like. But at the time, I meant it funnily, like burying the hatchet, and it just made things 20 times worse. And part of my apology, I said, Wayne Dobson doesn't stand for bullying or anything else.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's a low point of my career.
Okay, Wayne Dobson is a fucking comedy genius.
I fucking love him with a passion. And you know what? Rye is one of Ryan's favorite magician is Wayne Dobson.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking loves Wayne Dobson. Wayne Dobson is so... He didn't have to accept my apology, and he did. It just shows the character.
That's
such a cunt back in the day. Like, really, I fucking was.
It's all right. I just said about Michael J. Fox having a wank if somebody was nervous. So
that's what made me think about what I did.
Because he wanks?
Some people like that.
Because he wanks?
Oh, God. Oh, fucking hell. We should never do these live.
They're 20 times worse. That's why the fucking Magic Podcast Live is a bad idea.
Like four times tonight, Craig said, we need to plan the Magic Podcast Live. We need to plan it. I don't think we should.
What we do, what we normally do, which is just turn up and wing it.
Yeah. We just once. We fucked it up.
I don't think Bob's here this year.
I hope Bob's not dead, because Bob carried that show.
He was fine. I don't remember much. I just remember Bob, and I remember leading a sing-song on Derek Lever. Being a cunt.
Were you saying, I don't even think it was a song. He was going, Derek Lever's a cunt.
Yeah. Oh, now, into a microphone at the Blackpool Magic Convention.
With now, his eyes closed from drink.
Now, in my defence, he was, but that's not the point. Do you think that the organisers of the Blackpool Magic Convention, when they decided to let us do this podcast again, do you reckon they actually watched it the first time round?
No, they went, what the fuck's that about? I don't know, we've had a bunch of complaints. All right, well, what are we going to do about it? He's Russ's friend. Say no more. Say no more. Say no more. He's friends with us. Okay, cool. Cool. He gets a pass. He gets a pass. I'm good. No worry about it. Not upset the big guy. 30k prize money. 30k prize. No problemo. No one's watching that shit anyway. Fine. Just
meet me. Oh, so we need perfectly onto the Magic Podcast Live.
I'm more ashamed that Kaylee's coming and she gets to see.
She's going
to
be on stage.
She gets it. Like, I think what the problem is for Kaylee is that she's like somebody reading the New Guy post. She only sees people saying the good shit about me. And then she sees like the stuff online. She's like, oh my God, he must be really good. You know, she thinks that about me. And she sees your trailers and your best-selling products as well. And she's like, oh my God, those two together, they must be great. And when she gets this and sees it, it's going to be like, she's going to be like, I am married wrong.
here's
a terrible mistake in my judgment.
Here's the problem. Here's the fucking problem with Kaylee being involved in the Magic Podcast Live. We've never spoken about this, but I'm fairly sure she's never listened to the Magic Podcast.
No, but she has brought tea.
Yes, but she's never listened to it. She doesn't know what it's like. However, she does have a starring role in Fool Her.
Yeah.
Your YouTube channel with Fool Her is, Lloyd and Kaylee, couple goals. Oh, they're so sweet. Here, let me buy you tickets to a tipping concert and make them appear by magic. Oh, let me do this. Oh, the two of them are so fucking lovely together. Then you're going to put her into the fucking Magic Podcast Live. It's like fucking, right, I can't tell you what it's like. It's like, you know those Hallmark TV shows where everything's lovey-dovey? It's, yeah, all of that shit. It's like having the really nice, sweet character on there cross over into a porno. Without her even fucking knowing.
Yeah. Like a Bukkake movie, just comes out with a face like a painter's radio, having a disappointment at her husband. It's like she's parked under a tree filled with seagulls. The thing is, what people don't realize about Kaylee is that she's got a sailor's gob like that. She fucking swears and says cunt and fuck as well. Yes, not as much as I do. And she's sharp with it. Like, on camera, she's all pretty cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I'd say this all the time. Like, when you say, oh, you never guess who listens to the Boogie Merge podcast. And I go, all right, tell me who. And you go, so and so. I'm like, and then I go, I realize that these people that I really respect realize how much of a fucking stupid wanker I am. And then I see conventions and I just fucking put my head down and just walk past and
everybody listens to it. And everyone talks about it. You know, there's people that know us through the Magic Podcast that have never seen our products or bought or watched any of the YouTube videos and they just know it through the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that was strange. Who was it we met? Was his name Anthony at the session convention? And his wife bought him tickets to the session. He flew over from America. And he was like, oh, you're Lloyd and Craig. I had never heard of you guys. I've never heard of you guys before, but I'd searched for the session convention and on podcasts. This popped up. I listened to it. And now I love the show. And I wanted to come and say, I'm the guy that doesn't know anybody. So
fucking hell.
I just think that it's so upsetting to think that anybody's first foray into the world of Lloyd and Craig, they don't get to see us for our work. And I use work in the loosest terms. They are introduced to us via our boring, but we think because it's offensive, it's funny sense of humor. He said that to me, he makes me go,
you know how I can't remember who it was, but someone described the podcast to me the other day as Beavis and Butthead meet magic.
It's like Beavis and Butthead have a sense of humor stripped out of it.
It's like Wayne's World if it was shit.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that joke, Dad. I'm not going to tell a lie.
Oh my God. He's just got to go.
Imagine some... Wayne's World without any gags. Really shit film about some roadies. Oh, that's kind of what it is.
It really is.
And every now and then we get asked to do stuff like important.
Yeah, we don't know why. That's just no clue.
So like, anyway, that's the meetup. Then I got my lecture on Friday morning.
What are you doing? Have you got a fucking plan?
What time is it on?
It's on 10 o'clock. You're the opening act.
Opening Blackwood. Let me see. There's a list somewhere. No. Oh wait. What time is it? 10 a.m. 10 a.m. If you want to see me do magic tricks on a stage, but they'll be performed badly and explained even worse, then come along 10 a.m. to the arena on Friday.
Your first proper lecture ever. How many people get to say that their first lecture was at the Blackpool Magic Convention?
Probably Julio Montoro, probably Amanda Nepo.
No, I know Amanda's done a bunch of lectures. She's done Penguin Live.
Some people are just good comedians. Yeah, I know. I've just said no to every lecture.
I know you have.
I've just said no to it. But there's some great people. Should we go through who we want to see at the convention?
Yeah, so Lloyd Barnes.
In my honesty, I'm ticking Blackpool off a bucket list. I don't want many people there. I'm super excited that I'm first on because I know a lot of people will be registering. So, and I mean this with 100% sincerity, don't feel like you have to rush to be there. I'd probably be, the more people that be there, the more annoyed I'd be. So I'm not nervous in any way, shape or form. This sort of stuff doesn't bother me, but I'd rather just fucking get it over and done with quickly and then I can enjoy the convention. So
after doing the
podcast. Don't race to be there, go and register, take your time. And then you have... After me, there's halfway through me is Diamond Jim Tyler.
So if you know if everyone fucks off halfway through, you'll know why.
Yeah, exactly. I'll blame that guy. See, there's Mario the Maker is on at 1 o'clock. That's me fucking epic.
He's going to be amazing, isn't he?
Yes. You have Xavier Mortimer at 2 p.m.
Well, Ryland wants to see him. Best dancing cane in the biz.
Yes. That sounds like it would be written in a fucking comedy gag in about a film about magicians.
Yeah.
You gotta go check out Xavier Mortimer, best dancing kid I've ever seen. Eric Tate lecture at 4 p.m. 4:30 p.m. 4:30.
John Allen's also really, you know, solid.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of his stuff, but that's good. We got
if you're gonna go to Julio Montoro's lecture, take a checkbook. Oh come on! I mean, what? How can you top a £1,500 wallet? Oh no, that's Julio Montoya. Oh, that's going to be shit. Just going to be diabolical.
Matt Caveney and friends.
Like his product.
Oh, no, I like Julio. I'm not the biggest fan of it, of all of his stuff. Every now and then you have a good trick though. I just think he's got a good attitude.
Yeah, no, he's a nice guy.
Mike Caveney and friends would be great. There's two of those shows. Can't be asked to say what times. The Magic Podcast Live starts at 11:30. Do you know that? That's
ridiculously late.
Why did they put that on at 11:30?
Because they're hoping nobody will watch it and everyone will be down the Ruskin.
I don't know like if I'm going to be up for that.
You've got the fucking choice of advertisers now.
I'm honestly 50-50 about doing it. 11:30.
You're not fucking leaving it to me. Fuck that shit.
We have a pig cake.
I don't care.
Oh, I think that was a Blackpool exclusive.
Really?
Pig cakes coming to Blackpool.
Pig cakes coming to Blackpool?
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant. Yeah. He can do the podcast.
I'll see you on Friday. All right, next up, on Saturday, we have Dwayne Hill. I don't know any idea who that
is. Dude, you don't know about the Dwayne Hill drama?
No.
Dude,
Wait, is no. that crazy guy?
This is that crazy motherfucker from America who keeps telling people they shouldn't be going out for less than £4,000 a gig and, like, has a go at anyone that, like, charges less than that and is insane. Fucking insane.
Wow.
And he's doing a lecture on something or other. I'm going to go watch that shit. Like, it's either going to be the best lecture in the world, or it's going to be a car crash. Either way, I'm in.
I'm in. I'm fucking right down to the balls in on that one.
Who else we got?
Amanda Nepo at the same time. She's got some really creative ideas. I'm going to check her out.
Can you not say that about the 16-year-old girl, please?
That sounds awful. I'm going to check out the lecture, though. Kaylee's going to be with me, and it'll be nice for her to see a female lecturer she's got some really creative ideas, so I think I'll be good. Artem, everyone was just telling me about this Artem guy. He won FISM, I think.
I couldn't care less, because at that time, Ryland's going to be in the bear pit, and I need to watch him do his
thing. I've seen the dancing cane. It just goes around in circles.
It's the close-up. He's not doing the dancing cane. In the cups and
yeah,
beers.
I'll be going to watch Ryland, but it's only like 5 minutes per set, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah. No, you go there. It's doing the same thing. Well,
Andrew Davis, 1 o'clock in the Opera House.
That's going to be amazing.
But that's directly between the intervals of the beer.
Yeah, and then Wayne Dobson and Friends show. That's going to be epic.
That's
going
to be fucking bollocks. That's going to be
that's
so good.
Always awesome.
Yu Ho Jin lecture. I'm telling you, if you don't go and get Ryland to go and see that, he loves all his theatre magic, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. That is going to be the bomb.
Yeah, he's got to go see
then that. The one competition from six. Quarter past six till quarter past seven, is it? And then it's on again later on.
You skipped over Richard Jones, by the way. I do like Richard Jones.
Fuck, didn't even see that. What's he going to lecture on? So he's going to talk about how to, like, create a show. And,
yeah, how to win. Greg Gleason's got a good show. David Mortimer's show as well. Loads of stuff. And then,
Beat the One on Saturday night. I can't wait to take Kelly to that.
Clinton Baptiste and Beat the One at the same time.
Fuck. Fuck.
Who's Clinton Baptiste? Very funny. That's all I'm saying.
I like comedy. Then we've got Jack Rhodes on in the arena on 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, which is going to be fucking great. And Gwyn Auger?
Never heard of him. Yeah.
The guy who made the $1,500 wallet is on it.
I'm skipping that. I can't afford it.
You and him were like buddies.
No, I do like him. I do like him.
Oh, yeah, me and Gal, we're the best gym. We're like boys. Cool. And now you're like, what are you going to watch his lecture because you didn't like this trick? International close-up session. I always like the random like sessions with a bunch of people in because you get to see a good mixture of variety.
Yep.
Dude, there's so many people. Jamie Allen's going to be sick. Eric Chen. Kevin James, Mega Talk. Richard Jones again, Tom Brace, Mike Hanna, Gala Show, Not the Gala Show. What the fuck is Not the Gala Show?
Not the Gala Show is there's three late night events at Blackpool, the Magic Podcast, Beat the Wand, and the Not the Gala Show. And they go in order of what's best.
Yes. Reverse. Yeah. Yeah, no. This is going to be a fucking Blackpool to remember, man. Jack Rhodes, you know who he is? He's the guy
that does all of the videos,
the hilarious YouTube skit videos, and they always fucking go viral.
Yeah, he's clever.
Peter Lennart's actually incredible. She's lecturing at 12 p.m. and Henry Harrius is on 2 hours after.
Oh, well, you can forget about that. Henry Harrius, I've lost Ryland. Henry Harrius, Eric Chen.
Yep.
There you go. Done.
If I could do this on Sunday, Jack Rhodes into Tina Lennart. Then go to Kevin James, Henry Harrius, then Eric Chen, then into Jamie Allen's lecture. I would be a happy man.
Yeah, that's a good lineup.
That's a great lineup. Some overlapping, but that's really fucking good.
Wow. You're not going to have time to go around the dealer hall, my friend.
I got a fucking stage.
Yeah, no, so have I. But you know what? I've got a mat.
Anyone listening, if you want to work on a stand, I got a Kaylee.
Is she going to be on the stand?
Yeah, it's admin shit. She loves admin. She fucking loves the list, mate. Me and her have been up the last 2 nights, wax stamping envelopes, 100 envelopes or something, fucking putting real wax stamps onto every single one of them. You would think it's a really easy task.
Yeah.
No, each time you melt 2 bits of wax, it takes about 4 minutes to melt. So you put the things in, you hold it over a candle, and you wait for it to melt.
Right.
4 minutes. Then you pour it on, then stamp it. You have to wait for that stamp to dry then. Go hard, take it off. And I bought a fucking load of envelopes. So
Why are you wax sealing the fucking things? Why don't you just fucking...
It's not even to seal it shut. It's just to put a cool wax stamp on the front. It's got to look good. It's the little shit details, you know what I mean? Right, from there, over the past few weeks, we've been slowly collecting emails from people to promote their products.
Very fucking few of them.
We've had like two. So with the intention was that anybody had anything they were going to release at Blackpool and they wanted a free platform to shout it out, and all they had to do was just send an audio message. We would play it loud and proud on
Well, we got a couple. You sent me two here. Shall I play one of them?
Play them on the puppy, yo.
Here we go. Let's just turn it up and see who we got here. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Claire Jenkins. Welcome to the National Association for Copyright Calendar. We like to be called the NAPBC. But what we're basically doing is we represent a small organization called Puppy Dogs for Presents. And that just means we sell puppy dogs as presents. Now, as you know, it is illegal in all 48 states to sell actual puppy dogs. Profit. It is done on a free corner every day, and that is why we are standing against it. I'm sorry, I just get really passionate about my job. But what we should do is sell posters and calendars of puppy dogs as presents. It's a metaphorical antonym. It's basically what that is what it says here on the card anyway, and I looked it up on Ask Jeeves, and that makes sense. But right now, we got puppy dogs having fun in the sun. They are playing pool in the pool, by your pool, if you're catching my drift. Well, if you're interested, we got three calendars available for $79.93 a piece. So we hope you're having a good day. And we hope that that $79.73 is a good price.
Oh,
so you're going to have a calendar. It's just 1 month. It's the month of July.
Knock this shit off. Sounds like a fucking 90s internet comedy thing you'd send to your grandparents.
I have no idea what that was all about.
Who was that from? Bob Cridge.
Yeah.
Bob, I don't know if you sent the wrong audio.
I have a question and Blackpool release. I'm submitting my audio here. Have a shit week.
Thanks, Bob.
Hi.
Yeah, it's definitely not for this.
What is that all about?
Brilliant.
Thanks, Bob. Right.
What was the what day was the 8th of Feb? It was on Wednesday. Okay, you just them. So I sent you another one. There was one from Adam Dadswell, which was the solo shout out, I believe.
Yeah, I've got it here, but I don't see.
There's no audio. You have to read it.
Oh, right. Fuck's sake.
Should we read it for
right, you? I'll read it. I'll read it in my best. Is it like an advert? Right, here we go. Here we go. Solo, the revolutionary hands-free music and show cue system. Hey, folks, I wanted to put a word in for my good mate, Sam Fitton. He's worked tirelessly over the last few years to make this a reality. In short, imagine picking up a prop and the specific music track you want to play plays at the exact right moment. Now imagine that those moments could happen when you gesture with your arms or place a glass of water on the table. I'll actually be on the dealer booth at Blackpool, so if something you'd like to have a look at, come and have a chat and play with Solo. It's genuinely mind-blowing, the value that this can add to your show. Sam only has a limited amount with him, so act quick if you're interested. There you go. Interviewed Sam Fitton about Solo, and it is fucking brilliant. Absolutely.
I think I met them last year, right? It's a device that basically cues your whole show from your phone. So you don't need any, it's not my world. So you explain to me more in depth.
Yeah, basically that's it. You can control your show and there's so much you can actually do with it. But it's just the easiest way is to go and see it or listen to Sam talk about it. But yeah, you can set it up so specific actions will cue different music tracks. So you can literally have it so... you pick something up off a table and that will start a new piece of music. So everything's completely
hands-free. That way with like NFC tabs or something.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Very fucking... I can imagine that being an absolute lifesaver.
Yeah, incredible stuff, incredible stuff. Just makes everything more polished, makes everything look better, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, super impressive. Is that it? Is that all we got?
There was definitely another Blackpool email we had. I think you said Peter Nardi had one for you.
Yeah, he never sent it though. But I know what Pete's got coming out. It's my coin set, my mentalism trick. And
oh, that's just shit.
Fuck off. What's this? You sent me this. Is this? Oh, that's that weird ass thing. Yeah, I can't see any others. Yeah, I can't
there was one a few weeks ago, and I think we were like, oh, thank you for sending it in, but like, please hold off until it's closer to Blackpool or something.
I'm just looking.
But everyone had to send it with the title Blackpool Release or Blackpool Product, right? And there's Bob's. Fucking love Bob. And there's that. Talk, say something.
Oh, sorry. He's looking for shit. Are we going to be talking about products very quickly? Do you want to talk about products, new products?
Yeah.
Stuff that I know is coming out. Yes. We can talk about. Yeah. So very quickly, do you want to talk about your friend James Keatley's Bitcoin?
If you're listening to this podcast and you're not driving your car, go to Craig Petty's channel, YouTube channel, and look for BIC-coin by James Keatley. It's another joint. Well, James Keatley's product presented by Craig Petty. It was the talk of the session convention. It was the quiet talk of Blackpool last year because not many people fucking got their eyes on it. It is the most visual piece of coin magic you'll see all year. It's going to be the trick of Blackpool. I'm calling it now. The trailer is up on Craig's YouTube channel. Go and check it out. It's called Bitcoin. James Keatley's amazing. Actually, you and James Keatley had a bit of beef last year, and you've come together, and it's produced this incredible product. And
it just shows that you can be, not in a good place, and then be in a good place.
Yes.
Me and Weber, we're calling it 2024 Blackpool release, the Weber Petty sessions.
The Petty Webs.
The Petty Webs. Starring new guy.
Still left it.
Oh dear me. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Now, the other thing I want to, a few other things that I know that we can talk about in terms of product being released at Blackpool. Go and check out John Morton's stand. He's got a deck of cards based around Lego minifigures, and it's very, very good. It's got a ton of stuff, and me and Ryland did the tutorial for it.
Oh, did you? What is the trick?
It's basically a deck of Lego characters, like minifigures.
Okay.
And it's like a mind reading trick, and there's a lot you can do with it. And John is such a nice guy. Me and Ryland created a bunch of routines for it, and shot the tutorial and the trailer.
Oh, I can't wait to fucking see that. I'm gonna have it demmed for me. Oh my god, do you know what? Oh, dude, I'm so fucking excited to go and see all the dealers demming.
It's gonna be great.
I forgot about that part of Blackpool. All I've been focusing on is the shit that we're doing. Not even the good stuff.
There's gonna be some great dealers. Lee's back doing some incredible stuff. Henry Harrius has got a new cube gimmick that he's releasing. It's always exciting when we got a new cube gimmick off Henry.
I sat down with Henry in South Korea about 3 or 4 years ago, and he showed me a shitload of gimmick stuff that I still don't think half of it's come out yet for cubes, and it was literally insane. By the way, I've been through every question I can for the Blackpool. I know we had a couple more for them. I feel like such a prick. We picked it up so much over the last few weeks. Fucking have any.
I think the people that listen to this understand there's zero organization involved in this.
But the thing is, I tried to organize it. I tried to say, title your email podcast Blackpool release or anything with Blackpool in the title. Man, I don't see anything.
Shit.
It's really your fault, anyway.
It's always my fault. If in doubt, blame me. Penguin have got the jumbo. Cartoon.
Yes.
And a new trick by Amanda Nepo. Have you seen the new Amanda Nepo trick?
The appearing chewing gum trick.
Yes.
Super fun.
And Roddy McGee is finally bringing out his see-through bag trick.
What? The
appearing and changing card. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's coming out. He's been playing around with it and shown people it for 2 years. It's now coming out, and he's going to be on the Penguin booth demoing.
Oh, I'm really all over that, like fucking butter on bread.
So that's great. Alec and Sam have got three new tricks coming out. They've got the new coin trick by me. They've got a new mentalism trick by me.
Such a bulb.
They've got a new trick using cards and Rubik's Cubes by Ryland and me.
Great.
There you go. Very exciting stuff. JB Magic. Mark Mason, he's got a load of stuff. He's got the Shelby wallet, which is obviously Gaz Lawrence's new wallet.
Oh, I want to take a look at that. Mm-hmm. Look at that in person, see what it's like.
The new Peak wallet. He's got a bunch of different stuff. Actually, I did a talk with him. He's got some incredible stuff. You need to go over there. What else is there? I know there's more bits and pieces.
Oh God, who else? So much. Well, the thing that I've seen that's going doing the rounds at the minute tonight on Instagram is the new Tom Elderfield release. If you guys don't know who Tom Elderfield is, everyone knows who Tom Elderfield is. What the fuck am I on about?
He's a sexy motherfucker.
For years, he was a consultant for Dynamo. He was then a consultant for Julius Dean for the majority of the rise to fame, I think, or the big, like, I don't know, the latest stuff. He's just one of the most creative magicians in the entire world. He's one of the people that when I see Tom Elderfield put a trick out, which is very fucking rare, I put my drink down, I put my phone down, I do not look away, and I watch it because it's destined to be incredible. And he's got something out called Scotch and Whiskey, which is two keys, a copper key and a silver key, and they're on a keychain.
Greg Wilson did that first.
Oh, freaky. Yeah. Basically, this is two keys on a keychain that are shells, but they lock, and they're copper silver. So you have a copper key and a silver key on a keychain, and one of them vanishes, or you can make it look like it and link, so you can make it transpose.
Oh, look at that visual.
It's fucking sick, and it locks in place so it doesn't like slip out or anything, and it just looks brilliant. And so I'm going to read the post here on Hanson Chen's Instagram. It says, Scotch and Whiskey created by Tom Elderfield. Upcoming release, be ready. Get ready for a once-in-a-lifetime experience with Hanson Chen Productions. We bring you a masterpiece 176 years in the making. Introducing Scotch and Whiskey, the result of a collaboration with Tom Elderfield, one of the youngest and most successful magic consultants in the world. That's true. In 2015, the idea was born, but no one was capable of bringing it to life until 2022, when Hanson Chen Productions stepped in to save the day. I haven't said the name, but it's my effect. The result is a masterpiece that marks a page in the history of magic. With our highly skilled design and engineering, we bring ideas to life. Come visit us in Blackpool and see the groundbreaking creation before anybody else. Who knows, you might be the next superstar that brings the storm to the magic community. Don't miss this opportunity to witness the magic of Scotch and Whiskey like never before. See you at Blackpool. Credits, Shell Coin by J.N. Hofsenzer. Scotch and Soda by Himba. Lost Keys by Paul Wilson and Joel Pauper. 2007. And it's just got some incredible comments. Like Nick Lawrence has said, excellent. I've had this idea for years. I'm glad someone finally made it reality. So many possibilities. This is wicked, sick, absolutely brilliant. So when it has a locking mechanism, it's fully and immediately examinable by the spectator. Yes. How many millimeters stick is it? Yes, it can be examinable. It can be examinable. About full detailed information will be announced in the final trailer. Place. Yes. Instant buy. When will this be available? April. Early April. Looks very good. Fire. It looks fucking insane.
I absolutely fucking love that. And it's one of the first things I'm going to get at Blackpool. However, I do think Hanson Chen needs to have a quiet word with himself.
Why?
Scotch and Soda was called Scotch and Soda because it's a locking shell. Scotch and soda. You have scotch and soda goes inside scotch.
Yeah.
Scotch and whiskey. Scotch is fucking whiskey, you dumb fucker.
Is it?
Scotch. It's that's what whiskey. Scotch is whiskey. Scotch and soda is whiskey with soda on top. Scotch and whiskey, it's the same fucking thing. It's like saying, I'm going to have whiskey with whiskey.
That's all right.
Don't stop.
Have you ever had a pint and thought, fuck it, I want another one? back in my drinking days, I definitely had doubled up on pints. I'm having two. And I'll sometimes I would sip out my left hand and I go, oh, I'm going to sip some out my right now. Fucking, I'm an adult. So I get it. It's all right. Maybe, yeah, also, why would they call it Scotch if it's whiskey?
That's Scotch is whiskey. That's a yeah. well-known fact.
I don't believe you. Scotchy Scotch. But also, you can tell from the ad copy that it was written by a 16-year-old trying to get an A in GCSE English. You know what I mean?
So but it doesn't take away from the fact that...
It's a locking copper silver fucking key, and it's dope with the look of it. So I'm going to get one.
There you go. Scotch whiskey, often simply called whiskey or scotch.
Wow. Next, you'll be telling me that the word dog is God spelt backwards.
It is. Said,
what?
Right.
What?
No.
No.
No, scotch and whiskey looks sick. Do you know the price?
I don't, but you'd imagine it's really well made because it's Hanson Chen.
This stuff isn't true, but it's always good. Yeah. Siri X Pro is just brilliant.
All right, on that note, I'm starting to yawn like motherfucker right now.
So am I. It's getting quite late. We never film these at night. We always film them in the morning over breakfast.
Have we ever done one at night?
I don't think we have. Didn't we do one once with Justin Miller? Kaylee went away and we got Justin Miller on there.
Yes, that's right. I know. So it's whenever like my wife, most people's wives go away, they get up to like heinous shit. For me, I literally just talk magic with people 24/7.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Discourse update. So do you have any podcast questions for this week?
I think there was one on Facebook. Let me check.
All right. I'll read one out from, we've got a few from group. I'm going to yawn. If everyone, please, if you're listening to me as you drive and I yawn, don't let me influence you.
That's what we like.
Podcast question to you and me, Craig. I think it's from Dexter G in the Discord for the Society of Secrets. He asks, did you use magic to woo your better half?
Not really, but what I did do is... on the second date, not on the first date, but on the second date, we went to a cinema and we were met at a bar. And I've been talking about the fact that I did magic in the first date. And she went, show me, she said, I want to see a trick. At the end of the first date. So second date, I took some coins with me and I did coins across. And the actual coins across that I published on the Netflix, actually, called Monster Coin Routine. And she loved it. And that's her favorite trick. And the reason is it was the very first trick I showed.
Oh, that's cool. Mm. I wouldn't say I used it to woo her. She was like wooed. And I think she'll openly talk about this. She was wooed by the fact that I did magic anyway. Mm. She's a magic fan before me and her getting together.
Like she had the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then she was on stage with Dynamo and she seen that me and her friends. But I did do tricks for her on like some of our first dates. Mainly because people who do magic, I can find it so distasteful or tacky if they're trying to do it and it's not right. But it was the right context. Like it was proper. Like she was looked super into magic. So I showed her some stuff. I showed her something with my then app at the time, Cypher. And I used it with some cool reveals. And I did it. What else did I do for her? Just did some, I think I did Out of This World. And I did some soppy presentation about choosing the right path in life and shit. She fucking wrapped it up. <Good girl. laughs> That's actually all the questions I believe we have from looking from the 14th of February onwards, because we haven't told people we were going to do it early. Normally we get a flood of questions over
the week. Yeah. We'll just save them for next week. I've got a couple of questions here from the thing. Question for Craig, the Talk Magic episodes from your channel get posted as a podcast. Any plans for posting other content from the channel in that format too? Obviously not the performances, but the Q&As and the ramp videos would make great audio content. As a side note, EDCT is epic. Well, I can look into it for you. It's a pain in the ass, but you know, if it's useful, then I just don't want to dilute the Talk Magic stuff. I want Talk Magic podcast to be just about the Talk Magic stuff. So I'm not too sure, but very possibly, maybe is the answer. And there's another question here. This is for both of us. I really like Trivia and EDCT, and I would buy them if they were available in Dutch. Is there a way to make it myself if I buy the original, or is that way too difficult?
Well, it depends on his ability level. I think, like with EDC, the downloadable files are going to be there. Or are they? I don't know what time it is, but it would depend on his ability level to alter images.
Or you can go on to, there's free receipt makers I've posted.
Yeah, free receipt makers, actually. And then the same thing would go with trivia, I guess, for that. You'd have to be able to redesign it yourself.
Yeah.
And print it out.
Or just, you know, move to the UK.
Yeah, yeah. Or just only perform for Brits.
That'll work.
Probably a good thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that all the questions?
Yeah, we've literally got no question.
Call that taxi for yourself then, son. Actually, I could probably just drop you off to your Airbnb. I've got a car right there.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, I didn't even fucking think. Of course I'll do that. Yeah, just we're like 2 minutes away.
Thank you.
On that note. Oh, we're going to see everyone tomorrow.
Listen to this. We'll be in a better mood. We won't be as tired. Yeah. So, guys, we are looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night or tonight if you're listening to this on the Wednesday. Make sure you're at the House of Secrets by 7:30. And you're going to get to see a sneak peek of a brand new trick that me and Murphy's Magic are going to be bringing out very, very soon. And you'll see Pete Turner perform it, so it'll actually be done properly.
Yes, and I know some people are not going to be there for Wednesday, so if that's the case, we will be around on Thursday.
And we're just going to ignore you because we didn't see you on the Wednesday, you fucking loser.
Can you register on the Thursday for Blackpool? Go in and get your registration.
Yeah.
So that's the thing people don't know. You don't have, if you are up on the Thursday, you can register all day. If you are up on the Thursday, you can register all day Thursday at the Winter Garden.
That way there's no rush because it's packed on the Friday.
Yeah, the Friday is packed and it's horrible. So you can then come to my lecture on Friday morning.
Yeah, and that'd be great. And they'll have that big TV in there again. And hopefully I won't be on it like I was last year.
Oh, fucking yeah. Why were you on that?
Oh, because of Crystallize, remember? Because Prop Dog paid for an advert, even though they said that they wouldn't have released Crystallize without, you know, if it was their product, even though they paid for a product. And that'll be another podcast for another time. We're going to go now before I get myself in even more trouble.
Everybody be safe on the travels, please.
Yes, what he said. And we'll be back again next week. Don't ask the question. The fucking podcast live. I'll be 27 pints deep. There is no fucking way that shit's ever hitting the internet. You want to listen to the podcast live and that shit show? Go and watch it live. We're never going to be posting that on the internet ever.
Deal.
Yeah, that's it. But anyway.
The internet never forgets, but we fucking will.
Yeah, exactly. Enough beer will make you forget anything.
Yeah. On that note, have a shit week. Cunt.
What he said. See you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
We apologize for disrupting your normal daily schedule. You may now relax, tuck your deck back in, and resume your regular day-to-day life. Remember to subscribe to be notified the moment each new episode goes live every Wednesday. And join our Facebook group to continue the conversation. The link is in the description to this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Magic Podcast.